You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
It is time for the Social Soundbite. Cold and windy, the story today, 29 degrees and gusts as high as 24, I've seen. We reached our high for the day, which is never a good thing here. The temperatures dropped since the morning show began a couple hours ago. Nick, how are things going?
It sounds like burr is how things are going to be going here in a bit.
Tomorrow's high is 11.
Yeah.
So that's that's what we're looking at for our forecast. Tell us something to warm us up a bit. What's going on in the world of social media?
I wish I had a better segue for warming you up, but the headline of Twitter being in the news of making a deal with Google to give Twitter access to what they call their full fire hose. That's where I was going. I couldn't come up with a segue. A fire hose getting hit with one is usually not a particularly warm thing. I suppose maybe warm water. But that is, of course, that real-time stream of all of those millions of tweets happening in real time. And previously, that's not something that Google's had access to be able to index on their search engine, as Google's tried to view themselves as a social network. But I think it signals an interesting partnership because now Google can index all of those real-time tweets, which again puts them a little bit more in that real-time zeitgeist, can sell advertising against those search results as well. And because it's a deal that Twitter's made with Google, it gives Twitter access to some revenue there as well.
Huh, so interesting partnership there.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those too. You think of all of these major players and the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You think about those two lining up and then maybe Facebook being on the other side. Apple, another company that's had access to those that full fire hose via their acquisition of Topsy about a year ago. Mm-hmm. So looking at, again, all of the factions lining up there.
Interesting partnership there. Nick Westergaard joining us for the Social Soundbite. Now we're going to lighten things up. It's been a pretty heavy hour talking about bullying and whatnot, but a life lesson learned by somebody. And in my opinion, this is one of those, well, serves you right. You shouldn't have done that. But tell us this story out of Texas.
Out of Texas, a young woman was about to start her new job at a local pizza parlor there when she tweeted, I start this expletive job tomorrow. And as you know, many might release a tweet like that. But then her boss, her future boss, once and future boss, found that tweet and said, no, you don't. I just fired you. Good luck. Nice. Good luck with your no money, no job life.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. So just this is your morning public service reminder. And I think that it's not just young people, too. I think we can shake our fist about kids today. I see all kinds of tweets
from
adults. And it's like, your boss may not be on there, but someone that knows your boss, I mean, really, let's just let's just keep an eye on some decorum out there. You never know.
Yeah, friends of friends. You never know. Absolutely.
Especially now that Google has access to full fire hose, too.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.